ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 14, Being Really Clumsy in Japan. Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Thanks for joining us for this Absolute Beginner series. In the last lesson, we learned how to ask where something is. For example,
トイレはどこですか?
Where's the bathroom?
And in this lesson, we are going to slow down a bit and review the phrases we've learned up until now.
Good idea. I think we've been introducing a lot of new material lately, so it'll be good to stop for a sec and look it all over.
You'll recognize many words and phrases you already know in this dialogue.
Yes, so listen closely and see how many you recognize. And also, you'll learn one new thing in this lesson, how to emphasize the phrases we've learned so far, right?
Yes, so please stay tuned for that. Jesse, what's going on in this conversation?
Taylor, Masato, and Kaori have finished eating dinner, and Kaori is now washing the dishes. Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
Kaori-san, 本当にありがとうございます。
いえいえ。あ、すみません。
大丈夫ですか?
私は大丈夫です。でも、グラス…
大丈夫です。
本当にすみません。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
香里さん、本当にありがとうございます。
いえいえ。あ、すみません。
大丈夫ですか?
私は大丈夫です。でも、グラス。
大丈夫です。
本当にすみません。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
香里さん、本当にありがとうございます。
香里、thank you very much.
いえいえ。
No problem.
あ、すみません。
Oh, I'm sorry.
大丈夫ですか?
Are you okay?
私は大丈夫です。でも、グラス…
I'm fine, but the glass…
大丈夫です。
It's okay.
本当にすみません。
I'm really sorry. Ah, poor Kaori. She broke a glass when she was washing the dishes.
Yeah, she sounded like she felt really bad about it.
Yeah, I know how she feels. Mm. I mean, she was just trying to help out.
But Taylor is really nice about it.
Yeah, he says, 大丈夫です. We'll review this and the other phrases we heard later on in this lesson. For now, let's take a look at the vocabulary we saw. The first word is...
グラス.
グラス, just like glass in English. Pretty easy to remember.It refers to the material glass and also to a glass, as in a cup made of glass, which is how we saw it used in the dialogue. And the next word?
でも,
which means but. So actually, the line in the dialogue had these two words we covered put together. Taylor asked if Kaori was okay, and she said she was. But then she said,
でもグラス,
which is like, but the glass. So she was worried about the glass.So if someone has an objection to something, you might hear this, でも. And the last phrase is,
本当に.
本当に. This means really or truly.
It can be combined with a lot of phrases to add emphasis.
Right. For example, in the dialogue, Kaori said,
本当にすみません.
I'm really sorry.
So the meaning is made even stronger.
Yep, we're going to cover that more later on in the lesson focus.
So stay tuned.
In this lesson, we're going to review the many phrases we've learned up until now. We're actually a little over halfway through this series, so I think it's a good idea to review.
Me too. We've learned a lot of phrases so far, and we heard a lot of them again in this dialogue.
Yes, this was a really good dialogue for review. We did have something new, though. Let's look at an example. In the earlier lessons, we learned that thank you is what in Japanese, Naomi?
ありがとうございます。
Right. ありがとうございます。But in this lesson, what did Taylor say to thank Kaori for washing the dishes?
本当にありがとうございます。
本当にありがとうございます。Oh, we have something extra here in the beginning.
Yes, it's 本当に。
And like we said earlier, this means really or truly. And just like in English, it's added before phrases for emphasis. So again,
ありがとうございます。
Thank you becomes
本当にありがとうございます。
Thank you very much, or literally, really thank you.
That's right.
Okay, let's go through the rest of the dialogue and review the phrases we saw. Taylor thanks Kaori and she says,
いえいえ。
No problem.
And then she broke the glass. So she said, ah, すみません。
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember that すみません can mean both excuse me and I'm sorry.
Right. So the glass breaks and Taylor checks to make sure Kaori's okay by saying,
大丈夫ですか?
Are you okay? To which Kaori responds,
大丈夫です。
I'm fine.
でも、グラス。
But the glass, which we just learned.
Taylor responds, 大丈夫です。
It's okay. And lastly, Kaori apologizes by saying,
本当にすみません。
I'm really sorry. Ah, so here we have the phrase we learned earlier, 本当に, which means really, plus すみません, which means I'm sorry. So if you're feeling especially sorry for something, you can use this.
本当にすみません。
So, Naomi, in this lesson, we used 本当に with ありがとうございます and すみません。Are there any other phrases that we know that we can use it with?
Sure. You can use it with 大丈夫です and it becomes 本当に大丈夫です。
Which would be I'm really okay or it's really okay.
Right. And of course, it's question form 本当に大丈夫ですか?
Ah, like are you really okay?
Yeah, right.
Great. Okay, now let's have the listeners practice saying them a bit on their own now. Listeners, repeat after Naomi. First, she'll say a phrase by itself, and after that, the phrase plus 本当に. The first phrase?
ありがとうございます。
Which is thank you. And?
本当にありがとうございます。
Which is?Thank you very much. And the next phrase?
すみません。
Which is, I'm sorry. And?
本当にすみません。
Which is, I'm really sorry. Okay, now it's time for a quiz question for review. Imagine this situation. You're at a food court and you're carrying a cup of water on your plate. You bump into a person and the water spills on them. What would you say?If you said,
本当にすみません。
Then, excellent. Let's take it one step further. If you want to ask if they're okay, what would you ask? Naomi, the answer please?
大丈夫ですか? Are you okay?
Great. Okay, well that's going to do it for this review lesson. How many of the words and phrases did you recognize?
Let us know if you have any questions about them.
Yep, and join us for the next lesson where we'll cover some new material.See you all then.
じゃあまた。
かおりさん、本当にありがとうございます。
いえいえ。あ、すみません。
大丈夫ですか?
私は大丈夫です。でも、グラス。
大丈夫です。
本当にすみません。